Well, you've just heard that wonderful production of Chatterbox Audio Theater's The Necklace by Guy de Maupassant. And we're going to talk this afternoon for the rest of the time we have in the hour to a couple of women who adapted and directed this production, Shira Malkin and Karen Strawn. And they join me in the studio this afternoon. So nice to see you guys.
You too, Kathy. Nice to
see I enjoyed you. That so much. And it's we want to let everybody know this is really important. This is the first time that Chatterbox has ever done a dual language production because this is available on the Chatterbox website, chatterboxtheater.org, in French, too. But we thought, we'll play the English version today and then let everybody know that they can tune into the French version. But tell us, Shira and Karen, how you came to actually work together and decide on doing a dual language production.
Yeah, well, I was a student at Rhodes College, and I was a French minor, and I had several classes with Shira, which really sparked my love of French. I was never very fluent, but I loved just listening to it and reading it and watching it as much as I could. And so when I got involved with Chatterbox, I just had this great idea to, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do a French and English show? And I can't do this by myself, but I know someone who can. And so I was talking to Shira about it, and Shira's got really excited, and we just look forward to the opportunity to work together.
Yes, and for me, of course, Karen, one of my favorite students, she's been in some very tough classes, and she was just like a fighter and was really hanging on really hard. That translation class was really difficult. Anyway. And I was raised on radio theater, coming from France. We did not purposefully not have a television, and we listened to the radio all the time, and especially radio drama. So when the idea came up, I mean, I was just totally sold. Then I went to Rhodes. There was a Rhodes production that Chatterbox had done, which was absolutely fantastic, knocked me off my socks, out of my socks, into my feet, whatever. And I thought to myself, this is it. This has got to happen. And so actually it was Bob's idea to do the necklace. Wasn't it Bob's idea to do that?
Yeah, Bob Arnold, executive director of Chatterbox Theater. Yes. Bob had actually read the story, The Necklace, the English version, and thought this would be, it's a wonderful story, this would be a wonderful show for Chatterbox. And so when I started talking to him about wanting to do a dual language show, he's like, well, check this out, see what you think. I sent it to Shira. We actually were in the audience at that live show at Rhodes, Argonautica, and started talking about it and looked at the story, and Shira said, no, this is perfect.
It really is. I mean, because I was reading some background, and everybody can do that too. You've just heard it, but you can also read some background on it by going to the website, chatterboxtheater.org, because, I mean, this is 21 minutes. I mean, it's compact, and it tells such a beautiful story, and I think what made it so popular when it first appeared in print was the twist ending nobody was expecting.
Totally. The twist ending was wonderful, and it came out in a newspaper called Le Gaulois, since then it's actually been taken. I mean, it inspired Henry James to write about it, and also recently somebody called Connor Mitchell, an Irishman, composed a musical called Mathilde. That's the name of the main character.
Right.
That was presented at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which I think is pretty exciting.
That is very exciting.
We're in good company.
Yes, you are.
We are. So what's really interesting about the piece is its compact nature, but also that it reveals so much about France in the 19th century context of what it means. And it's really a style of realism, coming after Flaubert, Madame Bovary, sort of looking at class division, and the twist at the end, the unexpected twist at the end, really is about, it's sort of a social commentary on French society of the time.
Because everything was split up into three different classes.
Right, right. You had the upper classes that were just flaunting their wealth and their power. And then you had, on the other end of the spectrum, you had the proletariat in the urban zones. You also had the farmers and so forth. And in the middle, you had the sort of low-grade civil servants, shopkeepers, the sort of petty bourgeoisie. And those are the people that Maupassant targets in this particular piece. And he's not kind to them at all. He's actually mocking, he's documenting their plight, but he's also mocking their aspirations. And Mathilde, the main character here, with her aspirations of wealth and privilege, there's such a gap between what she wishes for, that's of course coming out of books that she's read, and it's also a sort of an indirect way of also indicting literature as being, you know, maybe giving too many dreams to people who really are not able to get those at those dreams. So it yeah, it just covers all that aspect of social commentary with his own little twist, because he tends to do that in his short stories, and he's a master at short story writing. He's the greatest, really.
So there's an educational guide online that you're hoping that teachers will use in their classrooms, and people can access that right now. But you're in the process of developing an educational guide for French.
The English part's already ready. Mm-hmm. It's already accessible online, and the French we're working right now. I'm going to work with Rhodes students actually as a project to develop something with vocabulary and different mm-hmm. types of things that they can actually use in their literature classes.
And you were talking about, before we went on the air, about an organization here in Memphis that you're hoping to spread this idea to them, and this can go out all over the world.
Absolutely, all over the world. But locally, there is the Alliance Française, the French Alliance, who has been very active for many, many, many years, if not decades, who is always trying to broadcast and you know, anything that's French or related to France. And the French teachers in town are very active, and we want to do some kind of event around the coming out of this. Well, of course, it's already out, but we want to do a special French version coming out of this particular piece. And the Alliance Française is an international organization, so that by going through them, we can actually tap into mm-hmm. all these different people who are interested in learning French. They don't have to be students in classrooms. They can be just individuals who are interested in French or
like
practicing
me.
French. Thank you. And they get to have the French and the English at the same time if they want to.
Well, this is the great thing, I think, about Chatterbox. You recently did something with children at the Bartlett Performing Arts and Conference Center. They performed Alice in Wonderland. So you do live performances. You've done performances here in the studios at WKNO that we've broadcast.
Right.
But this is something that people can access online, which makes it available to the world.
Right. You just go to chatterboxtheater.org anywhere in the world. I mean, people here in Memphis can be listening to the show. People in California can be listening to the show. People in France. In fact, one of our cast members actually lives in France, and was when we posted it on Facebook, she was sharing it, and her peers were listening to it there. Mm-hmm. They're already in France.
The internet is a wonderful thing.
I know, isn't it? And completely free. All of it's free. The education guides are free. Listening to it, you can download it through iTunes. It's just completely accessible. So,
well, I have to say, and we have to wrap things up, but I must say that listening to it was a complete joy. I mean, I took French, and I was better at pronouncing things than I was actually doing anything else. But just listening to those voices, I mean, they were just beautiful, and they told the story in such a lovely way.
And I want to stress the fact that the actors who are actually performing in English are also the very same people who are doing it in French. They're the same very people.
We cast them based on their French fluency.
Yes,
we could have that language.
Well, the cast list is online, and mm-hmm. we have to wrap it up, but people can go to chatterboxtheater.org to hear the French version of The Necklace, to hear the English version again, and all of those educational guides are right there. The French is being developed, but the English one is already up and out, so you can go find out everything else you want to know about The Necklace with all the people in the cast, all the people who made this happen. It's all at chatterboxtheater.org. And I want to thank Shira Malkin and Karen Strawn for coming by to talk to about their arrangement or adaptation of this show, beautifully directed. And thanks for chatting with us this afternoon
about
it.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you.